Good morning. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to start with a song that is in my heart. Cast me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief, kneeling there in deep contrition. Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face, heal my wounded, broken spirit. Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life for me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? But thee, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Yes, that song was on my heart here. I have a message here I'd like to share a little bit along those lines about the desire within each person's heart to have Jesus Christ working in their lives. I have noticed already that many a times when someone receives a word of the Lord, it's almost more exciting for just the fact that that God has spoken to them and that God has told them to do something is usually more exciting than the actual thing that is being accomplished. And so it seems there's just a desperate desire within each person, and especially so if we have tasted of the grace of God and have experienced forgiveness of sin, there is a desire there to have an interaction with God, meaning to be useful of God. I remember so much when I was younger, we used to go to these barn raisings, and one of the things that was difficult at a barn raising as if you did not have anything to do. And so there was always this alert. You know, you were looking around in an alert way, trying to find some place, somewhere, where you could fit in and be useful, to where you wouldn't just have to sit around and watch things happen, but rather you were part of making things happen. And it seems there was a drive within me to, you know, to be part of that barn raising, to somehow play an important part in that barn raising. And I think that's how it is for us in the kingdom of God. Many a times we find ourselves deep down with a strong yearning and a desire to be part of God's work, to be part of something where we know that God specifically wants us to do this. And whatever we're doing, to know that we have heard from God, and God wants us to do this, and we're doing it, and we're pleasing God by doing this. And there's just such a satisfying feeling that comes with this, knowing that we're doing our Father's will. And there's few things in life that can surpass the satisfaction of knowing that we're doing the Father's will. And so with this song here, there is a cry going up here. While Jesus is calling on others, while he is using others, while he is giving blessing and interaction and grace and power and abundant and answer to prayer to others, there's a cry here to not pass me by. It appears like this song was written by Fanny Crosby, but it really speaks of my own heart many a time. That is the cry of my heart, Savior, do not pass me by. How can I be part of you? How can I be part of your life? How can I be part of your work? And I have found that very important element of being part of God's work is to team up with those around you. In other words, going back to the illustration of the barn raising, if all the people would do the same thing, there would be an overflow of people in one area, and yet in another area, things would be neglected. So the beautiful thing about a barn raising is if each person finds their spot, finds a spot where they're needed the most, and serves there with all of their heart, and it's amazing how much work can get done. And the same is true in the kingdom of God. But one of the most important factors in this is to find out where God wants us, and then to serve there, because God gave unique gifts to individuals. I remember a cousin of mine who loved to be daring, and he was a silo builder. And usually at a barn raising, if you wanted to find him, you had to look up. And usually way at the top of the peak, the highest up you could go, you would usually find him doing something. And then, of course, there was other men, you know, who just would not have enjoyed that, those type of heights like that. And so if we find out what our gifts are and find out what the calling of God is in our life, see, the same God who gives us gifts is the same God who calls us and gives us a calling. So we can be assured that the calling that God gives us will be along the lines of the gifts that he has given us, thus making it possible for us to accomplish the calling that God has in our lives by using the gifts that he has given us. And I am often amazed at how God is desiring and willing, more desiring than just willing, but very willing, but also desiring to pour out His grace and His power upon our lives. But one thing we have to be aware of and assured of is that God waits for us to make the move, and then He'll pour out His grace and power according to the faith of our move. For example, when the priests were about to cross the Jordan, the water did not part until the priests stepped in with their feet, and then the water parted. God wants to see our faith. God wants to see if we can trust Him, if we're serious about believing Him. We say we believe Him, but He wants to see us prove it, in a sense. The same way with Abraham. You know, he was given an alternate or a solution when he went to offer up Isaac, only after he had went and made that step. In other words, the ram, the replacement that God provided to accomplish what God had asked Abraham to do, was not provided until God saw that Abraham had taken every step commanded him. So it will not necessarily work for us to be a born-again child of God and just go about our daily dues and pray in our heart, or assume in our heart, that if God wants me to do something for Him, He'll call me. I'll wait on Him. I'll just patiently wait until He tells me to do something. That is not the will of God. That is not what God wants to see from us. He wants us to be pressing into His kingdom. He wants us to be pressing into Him and desiring something to do. Back to the illustration of the barn raising, usually the people who went up to people and said, "Do you have something for me to do?" or tried to find the people who were in charge and said, "Hey, where can I fit in? Where do you have a need?" Those were the people that got jobs. The ones who just sat back and watched were usually not given a job. And that is so God has done everything on His part to do. He has given His Son, Jesus Christ. He has provided every gift. He has given His Holy Spirit, and the waiting part is not on His end. In other words, the ball, in a sense, is not in God's court. The ball is in our court. It's up to us to make the next move. And yes, God at times has us in periods of or seasons where He is refining us, where perhaps He has something to do, some ministry or some work that He wants us to do. But first He wants to take us through several years of refining. I'm not necessarily talking about that. I'm talking about just sitting back and expecting God to make it clear, while in the meantime, we'll just go and, you know, get up in the morning, eat, sleep, and work, and, you know, go to bed at night again. And so that was the message here. I was often amazed about Paul here. You do not think of Paul as a laid-back person who just kind of waits until, things fall into place. He was one who was pressing in. And it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. So what that's saying is, we have nothing to lose by pressing into the will of God. Because we might say, well, what if I, you know, what if I face hard times? And yes, hard times we shall face, but it's only to the advantage of the kingdom, because it says that when we are in need of God, then God's mercy more abundantly pours out upon us. And then we have more to give to others. And the whole thing is just a chain reaction that just keeps going more and more and more. The more experience we have, the more we have to offer others. And so I think that many a times we wait until God starts this chain reaction, when in reality God is waiting for us. And one of the biggest things that I think is important is to recognize that we have gifts, and if we operate in the gifts that God has given us, we can both effectively carry out the will of God in an area where things are more natural to us, rather than operating or maybe following or trying to imitate another person in his gifting just because we want to be like that person, but rather to stop and just ask God, you know, Lord, what is the gift that you have given me? Where can I serve you? How can I serve you? And what is your will for my life? And God is pleased to answer a prayer like that, and to show us and lead us in the way of His will. So God bless you. I just want to pray that for all those that are listening, that your life can be filled with the sweet presence of God.